The cool and rainy weather across the state this summer could be the start of a trend. Climatologists are blaming it on a shift in a decades-long cycle that brings below-average temperatures, cloudy weather, and weak salmon runs. Gary Hufford is the regional scientist for the National Weather Service in Alaska. He says all signs point to a shift in the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, or PDO, which was first discovered by fisheries biologists at the University of Washington.
And in fact, what happened, they were studying red salmon fishery catches by commercial folks in Bristol Bay and found that when they looked at the catch, that there was every 20 years or so, there was this real decline for a short period of time. And the fact that it existed all the way back into the late 1800 records, it certainly intrigued them on what it might be. And so they began to work with the atmospheric scientists there at University of Washington. And in fact, one of the fishery students, Steve Hare, his last name spelled H-A-R-E, for his doctoral dissertation, actually gave it the name Pacific Decadal Oscillation as a indicator of what was going on. Well, since that period of time, which was 1996, so we're only talking about 12 years ago, we began to really start looking at the oscillation again. It's like a lot like El Nino, but in different ways, where El Nino only occurs for a period of 2 years or so, 3 years. PDO can last 15 to 20 years. That's why we call it the Decadal effect.
I guess I'll stop having to pack away my sweaters every summer.
Yeah. Because if you remember, just as an indication, we're going into what appears to be a cold phase PDO. We were in a cold phase PDO from 1947 to about 1976. And so you have an audience out there of old timers that certainly remember the summers of the 70s where we tended to be much more cloudier, especially in August. Everybody would joke about the fact that about the time of the 15th of July, we would start to kind of go into our local monsoon season. A lot more rain, a lot more clouds.
Do we know very much about why it happens?
No, there's still a lot of unknowns exactly what causes it to occur. We simply know that the ocean, for reasons still unclear, will go through a cooling pattern, an interesting type of cooling pattern. When we're cold like this, the Pacific Northwest will be warmer, and if you watch the Oregon, Washington salmon runs, they've been very, very good this summer, though there was a lot of interest with the fact that the silver salmon runs further south in California are so poor. It appears that they're having a pretty good year with other salmon species in up the Columbia River, which is another indicator of this Pacific Decadal Oscillation. So that when we got good runs, Oregon and Washington had poor runs.
I mean, you've been talking about how this one of the keys of it is it affects the salmon runs. Does it affect any other kind of flora or fauna around the state?
Not so much in the sense that that's very clear. That's where we have the data in enough quantity and quality to feel comfortable to talk about. Obviously, on a season like this, certainly one asks themselves, well, what are we doing out there as other animals be affected by, hey, it's been a cloudy, cool summer. How's the berries out there? In fact, from what I've seen so far and heard from my friends, most of the berries are still green. They're not ripening well. They're small. All the signs of lack of sun. Certainly that has impacts on some of the animals and so forth. But these are things that are more anecdotal. We don't have the good records to see what other animals are doing.
Are the effects of PDO just visible? Are they felt only during the summer, or will this make a difference in the winter too?
It seems like they're mostly felt in the summer, though there is some evidence that it can affect precipitation in the winter so that we tend to get a little bit more snow.
Gary Hufford is a regional scientist for the National Weather Service in Alaska. Gary, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you betcha. Have a good one.